This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس وما يعقلها إلا العالمون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. So yesterday the parable was about those who give for the sake of Allah, ابتغاء مرضات الله وتثبيتا من أنفسهم. They have, mashallah, tabarakallah, a jannah at a very good plateau that is giving double its income. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to move on. Allah azza wa jal mentions the flip opposite. And once again, all of these parables, back and forth, four parables, two of them about the righteous people who give for the sake of Allah, and two of them about the unrighteous people, two of them that are giving not for the sake of Allah, but for the sake of showing off. So now we get to the final of those parables. And remember, the other parable about the one who gives for showing off was like a rock that has a thin layer. It's an illusion that it is fertile, but in reality is a hard rock. Now, today's parable, verse 266, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَوَدُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ مِّن نَخِيلٍ وَأَعْنَابٍ. Would you like to be the person, Allah is asking a rhetorical question, He gives an example, He lays out the scenario, and He says, would you like to be this person? Which person? A person who has a beautiful garden that has nakhil and a'nab. Nakhil is of course dates, a'nab is of course grapes. So the two most prized fruits, the two most precious, the most expensive, everybody wants them, dates and grapes. And تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ. The water is coming. He doesn't have to irrigate. There's no need for rain. There's natural water coming in, right? And there are other ثَمَرَات as well. لَهُ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَات. It's not just dates and it's not just grapes. He has other fruits as well. So Allah is saying, He has the prime garden, multiple variety. He doesn't have to lift a finger. It is the best you can imagine. On top of this, He is elderly. And he has young children. In other words, he's not young so that if anything were to happen, he can start from scratch again. He's leaving this world and he's about to die. And he needs to leave this legacy for the next generation. And his children are not at their prime such that they can start from scratch. No, his children, وَلَهُ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضُعَفَاء. In other words, Allah says, it is the ideal land and the ideal garden. And he himself is the one that he is leaving this world and he needs to leave a legacy. He needs to, because his children don't have anything else. Now, what's going to happen? فَأَصَابَهَا إِعْصَارٌ فِيهِ نَارٌ فَاحْتَرَقَتْ. An i'sar. I'sar, what can say, is like a tornado. It's a strong wind that swirls round and round. Not only is it a tornado, but within it, there's also going to be fires. So it completely destroys the garden. Now what is the parable? What is the symbolism being given here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, the one who gives money for the sake of showing off, people think he has a beautiful garden. People think, they're jealous, oh wow, this person is somebody that has this beautiful garden. But in reality, when he most needs the garden, i.e. in this case he's an elderly man, his children are still young, i.e. on the day of judgment when he needs his thawab, on the day of judgment when he needs to cash in on the investments for the sake of Allah, when he most needs the return on his investments, what happens? It becomes completely obliterated in front of his eyes and nothing is left. So when he needs it the most in front of his eyes, it is obliterated. Why? Because he did not do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying, would you like to be that man that he thinks he has the prime, he's given thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, and the people are impressed as well. But he didn't do it for the sake of Allah. He did it for the sake of the people. He did it for riya. He did it for people to see and to praise him. And then on the day of judgment, he will come. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. All that they sent forward, we are going to cause it to disintegrate into dust. This is what Allah tells us. If you didn't do it for the sake of Allah, then it is of no value whatsoever. So this is a powerful parable that underscores the importance of giving for the sake of Allah and not giving for the sake of showing off. And it causes us to understand that when our intentions are polluted, when we don't do it properly, then the deed might appear good to other people. People will be jealous of such a garden that is situated in this place. It has all of the choicest crops. The water is coming. But in reality, it is not a permanent garden. It won't be a legacy. You're not going to plant. Contrast this to the previous parable that the righteous, when he plants, it continues to sprout seed after seed. It will grow to 700. Notice the contrast between the parables here, right? The one who gives for the sake of Allah, it will last many generations. The one who gives for his own ego, when he most needs it, it will completely be gone. And then in the next verse after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. This is a powerful verse and we'll conclude on this. Shaytan is promising you poverty and he's commanding you to be stingy. فحشاء here means stingy. Okay? Shaytan is promising you poverty. What does it mean he's promising you poverty? It means Shaytan comes and tells you, don't give. If you give, you're going to be poor. How can you give your money? Your children need it. Don't be generous. Keep it to yourself. So Allah says, Shaytan is promising you, what is he promising you? Poverty. He is telling you, if you give, you will be poor. And he is commanding you to be stingy. In contrast to this, وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Allah promises you. Notice he begins with مَغْفِرَة, not with فَضْل. فَضْل means more. فَضْل means I'll give you back. But that's not what's the most precious thing. The most precious thing is not our wealth. It's not that we get the money back that we gave. More precious than that is to achieve Allah's mercy, Allah's مَغْفِرَة, Allah's rahmah. So Allah says, when you give, I promise that you will be forgiven. And yes, don't worry. فَضْل, I'll give you back what you gave. Don't worry. So, bottom line, and with this we conclude these series of parables. Move on to the next series, inshallah, tomorrow. Bottom line, brothers and sisters, Allah is telling you there are two promises. The promise of Shaytan and the promise of Allah. It's very simple. Shaytan is telling you, when you want to give, don't give. You're going to become poor. Don't give. Be stingy. And Allah is saying, give, and I promise you, you shall be forgiven, and I will give you more than what you gave back. Which promise are you going to believe? And now I have an action call for all of you sitting here, and I begin with myself, inshallah, as well. That after hearing all of these parables, I ask myself and all of you to then follow up and to give something extra that you were not planning to give, just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in these parables. Because knowledge is useless if it is not acted upon. Knowledge means nothing if it doesn't reach the heart. So I ask myself, and then I ask all of you, that after listening to all of these parables about charity, and I'm not telling you which charity to give to, that's up to you. It's not a fundraiser here. No, it's a fundraiser for yourself. You find the charity. You find something that you would not have given, but just because of these Quranic parables, you believe in Allah's promise, and you say, oh Allah, I reject the promise of Shaytan. I don't believe the promise of Shaytan. I am not going to be poor when I give for your sake. I believe in your promise that you will forgive me and you will give me much more than this. That is the whole point of all of these parables and the purpose of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who understand knowledge and then act upon it to the best of our ability. And we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah.
وكذاك نسألك الثبات فإنها فتن تجي بالشيب للشبان يا رب واختم بالتقى أعمالنا حتى نساق لروضة وجنان.